Do you support or oppose efforts to defund Planned Parenthood? That is today's big question. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, August 12th. Republicans are poised to end federal funding for Planned Parenthood after undercover videos showed organization officials appearing to discuss the sale of aborted fetal organs and tissues. Even though Planned Parenthood insists that the dollar amounts being discussed in the recordings were for legal reimbursement costs. We have two guests with us from different perspectives to talk with you about the efforts to defund Planned Parenthood, and we will welcome your views. We will welcome your questions for them. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. At the end of the hour, we will also have a sound-off, a straw poll on the big question, and you can vote in our online poll. Do you support defunding Planned Parenthood or not? Why or why not? You can find the online poll on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and at WPR.org/joy. Let me welcome our guests. Chelsea Shields is the legislative and PAC director for Wisconsin Right to Life. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks for joining us. Also joining us is Nicole Safar, the government relations director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joy. It's nice to be back.
Yes, thanks to both of you. This is a very controversial issue. We have phone calls coming in already. I know our Facebook page has many different views already posted. Chelsea, since you are on the side calling for the change, let's start with you. In your opening statement, why should Planned Parenthood be defunded?
Well, I think a lot of us, you know, saw the reality of abortion after the videos by the Center for Medical Progress were released. We saw unborn children who were dismembered limb from limb in the womb, and then their body parts were haggled over. And seeing these practices, I just cannot imagine anybody wanting their taxpayer dollars to go to an organization that supports that, regardless of concerns about legality, regardless about, you know, any other concerns with that. When we see these children are being dismembered, we can't allow our tax dollars to go to fund an organization that does that.
Nicole, in your opening statement, why should state and federal governments continue to fund Planned Parenthood?
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is the oldest and largest women's health organization in the state. We've been providing patient care in Wisconsin for 80 years. We are a deeply valued community partner. We are committed to the health and safety of our patients and to ensuring that every woman or man who walks through our doors gets safe, non-judgmental, affordable reproductive health care. The politics of the abortion debate have been broiling for years. The political attacks that organizations like Wisconsin Right to Life make against Planned Parenthood are nothing new. We've been being harassed and distracted by these deceitful tactics for years. What we want to do is to continue being a community-based healthcare provider. We want to be there for our patients, and nobody's been doing it as long as we have, and nobody does it as well as we do.
Yeah, well, Nicole, though, what is your response to the undercover videos that renewed this this push? As we just heard Chelsea say, body parts were being haggled over, and who can support that?
Well, the appearance of the videos and how they were edited together is, I mean, there's no question that these videos were heavily edited and things were put out of context. The over a three-year-long campaign where a fake corporation was created, the people who secretly taped physicians and other healthcare providers lied about who they were, as saying that they were a part of the medical industry. So it's a really disingenuous way to paint the picture of what happens. There are some Planned Parenthood affiliates who offer fetal tissue donation. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is not one of them. We have never been one of them. And it's just very disingenuous for Wisconsin Right to Life and its political allies to say that we are doing something that isn't proper and that isn't right and that doesn't take the utmost care with our patients.
Yeah, so, Chelsea, what's your response to that? Planned Parenthood says that the videos are heavily edited. The talks were about reimbursement costs, which are legal, and fetal tissue donation doesn't even happen in Wisconsin. So why defund, stop federal funds to Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin?
Well, one thing that you can't edit out is the fact that there are unborn children being dismembered, and we see their remains in the videos that we saw. And in any state across this country, there are Planned Parenthood facilities dismembering unborn children in that way. In fact, the dilation and evacuation abortion procedure is the most common one we see, especially around the second trimester. And those were the babies that we saw in those videos who were torn apart limb from limb. So that's something we can't edit out. That's something we can't avoid. And we know that that is happening here in the state of Wisconsin at Planned Parenthood facilities. So that's why we're so committed to making sure that taxpayer dollars don't fund an organization that continues to stand by the dismembering of unborn children.
But, Nicole, your response to that?
You know, I think that it would be, if we were having a real discussion about whether or not women should have access to safe and legal abortion, that's what Chelsea is getting at. Wisconsin Right to Life doesn't believe, and they have every right to believe this, abortion is a tough topic and people have a whole variety of opinions on it, but they believe that women shouldn't have access to safe and legal abortion. And Planned Parenthood is one of the few providers in this state where a woman can get access to that service. That is part of our mission. It is very important. We believe it's very important for a woman facing an unintended pregnancy to get all of her options and to make the decision herself with information, with support, and without judgment. And that is the big difference between what Planned Parenthood is out there trying to do in the community and what Wisconsin Right to Life's tactics are.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea.
Well, what this really comes down to is we're calling for no taxpayer dollars to go to Planned Parenthood because this is what's happening in their facilities. Unborn children are being torn apart. And this is why we're focusing on the fact that we know the lion's share of Planned Parenthood's money comes from the federal government. And there's some things that we can do in this state to redirect funds away from Planned Parenthood facilities. Instead, focus them on pregnancy resource centers and other health clinics that can provide the same health care without destroying unborn children. So that's really what we're focusing on right now.
So, Chelsea, let me follow up on that. What about defunding Planned Parenthood? Isn't that going to hurt women who rely on the organization for non-abortion services?
Well, what we're looking is to really give a chance to other community-based health clinics and facilities that can provide the exact same care without any woman being sold abortion. Because the fact is, the average pregnant woman that walks into a Planned Parenthood facility, 19 times out of 20 will be sold abortion in some way. We want to give the chance for the other healthcare facilities that are not trying to sell abortion to provide the same healthcare.
Your response to that, Nicole?
Sure. You know, Wisconsin Right to Life tries to paint Planned Parenthood as an outlier in the women's health community. And the fact is, Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin is the leader in the women's health community. We are partners with the other organizations that provide the same kind of preventative-based health care that we do. We support the other women's health providers in this state. We work closely with them, including county health departments. And we're the ones that have those relationships, and we're out there on the front lines every day providing preventative reproductive health care, providing technical support and leadership to these other women's health entities. There there isn't a whole other group of providers just waiting to take care of these women. Planned Parenthood and our partners, we're it. We're doing the hard work. We've been abandoned by this government in Wisconsin, by this state administration, who has attacked not just Planned Parenthood's, but all kinds of women's health care providers. We've seen funding cuts across the board, not just Planned Parenthood getting defunded. We've seen really... We've really been struggling as a women's health community here in Wisconsin under Governor Walker's administration. And Planned Parenthood is out there with the other folks who are doing this work, and we're standing together. So I'm just not sure who Wisconsin Right to Life thinks is going to pick up the 60,000 patients we see every year.
Nicole Safar is the Government Relations Director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Chelsea Shields is the Legislative and PAC PAC Director for Wisconsin Right to Life. They are our two guests debating today's big question. Do you support or oppose efforts to defund Planned Parenthood? We'll talk more after the news. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. We have two guests with us from different perspectives debating today's big question. We are asking, do you support or oppose efforts to defund Planned Parenthood? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Republicans at the state and federal levels are pushing to stop taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. The effort comes after undercover videos purportedly showed organization officials discussing the sale of body parts from aborted fetuses. However, Planned Parenthood claims the videos were edited and that the conversations were about legal reimbursement costs. We are talking with Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and Chelsea Shields, Legislative and PAC Director for Wisconsin Right to Life. To the phones we go. Sandy in Wausau is with us. Hello, Sandy.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. This question is directed to the Right to Life representative. I'm just wondering, if you do defund Planned Parenthood as you intend, and funds are redirected towards other community resources such as crisis pregnancy centers, you know, if I'm going to a crisis pregnancy center, they don't provide the same services that Planned Parenthood does. You know, they say they do, but they don't. You know, your staff at these crisis pregnancy centers, they don't have the same medical credentials. They don't have training to do a pelvic exam, a breast exam. They don't have the medical equipment. They don't have the educational credentials. So what is your rebuttal to that? You know, you're asking.
Yes, all right. Thank you very much, Sandy. What services do these other groups, these crisis pregnancy centers, provide, Chelsea? Do they include STD testing? Do they include cancer screening? Or do they focus on pregnant women?
Well, I think the point is to provide funds that originally went to Planned Parenthood to direct them to a variety of different women's health care facilities, ranging from your crisis pregnancy center, which does focus primarily on pregnancy, to, you know, just local health care facilities that we see every day that probably need, you know, more funding that has been taken up by Planned Parenthood all these years. So really the point is redirecting funds to facilities that, you know, their goal isn't to sell abortion, but to make sure that women get the health care that they need, and redirecting funds to them.
Yeah, Nicole, just before news, mentioned, though, that women's health organizations are standing with Planned Parenthood, and wondering what other local health organizations would be getting these funds.
Well, this is just a matter of, you know, giving organizations a chance. Perhaps some of these crisis pregnancy centers can expand their work to something more comprehensive if they get more funding. So we would love to explore more possibilities down the road and give women a chance to get the health care that they need without being sold abortion.
Nicole?
You know, a lot of the funding that Planned Parenthood and other women's health providers gets our fee-for-service. So under the Medicaid program, we get reimbursed for the actual health care service that we provide. And in the state of Wisconsin, there are about 280,000 women who need access to services like that who aren't getting served right now. So the patients, the 60,000 patients that Planned Parenthood serves, and the additional 25 or 30,000 patients that partner organizations serve can't meet the need. And the crisis pregnancy centers or other health care centers aren't stepping in to meet the need that we even have now. So I'm just not sure who is going to be moving in. If Planned Parenthood is unable to provide the care for these patients, we haven't seen an example of someone else coming in to do it.
So, Nicole, Wisconsin has already stopped state funding of Planned Parenthood. What would happen to Planned Parenthood if the federal funding is cut?
Well, and that's a great point, because when we lost state funding in 2012, we have unfortunately had to close five of our health centers that were funded by the state Women's Health Block Grant. And in those five communities where we closed our clinics, Planned Parenthood was the only women's health provider, and nobody else has opened up a health center since we've been gone. So we have direct evidence of what I anticipate happening from the loss of state dollars. I think additional defunding is the exact opposite road our state needs to be going, considering the current need and the number of women who don't have access today.
Yeah. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to John in Beloit. Hello, John.
Good morning, Joy. It's John. Hey, my position is they're double collecting, and that's what I really don't like.
I'm sorry, John, because you were grabbing the phone. They were what?
They're double collecting. I mean, if somebody goes in, with Obamacare, we're supposed to have Planned Parenthood, I thought, built into the system. So I thought the idea was we could get rid of the other, and those costs or fees could either go, you know, into the program or whatnot. So we don't really, we shouldn't need both programs. And I don't understand why you would have two, because women should be able to get the coverage they need. But it should only, I mean, with the insurance situation, we should be able to have that with the situation.
Who's double billing, John? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, if a woman goes into a clinic and she gets billed for services, you know, the government or whoever, Medicare, Medicaid, or whoever it is, or Obamacare, or her insurance, and then they turn around and they get reimbursed on the other side, they're getting double payment in, because somebody's paying you to take care of and dispose of something on one side, but then they're turning around and sending it out and charging the fee on the other. That's what I don't like, and I think that's just plain wrong.
So you
coming up here.
Well, I guess I'm not sure that was it's something our guest can address, but maybe. Nicole, do you follow him?
I mean, the healthcare finance system in Wisconsin is incredibly complicated, so I can understand where the guests might be confused. There are different payer sources that cover a patient's healthcare services depending on what the patient is eligible for. So not everyone is eligible for the Medicaid program. Not everyone is eligible for the federal Title X funding. Not everyone, and some people have their own private insurance, which Planned Parenthood does take. And some people also just pay out of pocket for services. That's an option at Planned Parenthood. So there are, it's incredibly complicated, and we are, again, sort of experts in this safety net healthcare system. So we have systems set up to make sure each patient is in the right bucket for what they're eligible for, or if they choose to pay for themselves. So there isn't double billing happening, and we're audited every year to make sure that the right funds are going to the right pots.
And isn't it true, Chelsea, or correct me if I'm wrong, that right now taxpayer funds are not used, they cannot be used for abortions?
They cannot go directly to abortion, but they are going to a particular organization that does provide them. So, you know, having these taxpayer dollars support Planned Parenthood as an organization, that's supporting the overhead, the facility, where these abortions happen. So there's still a cause for concern for those who don't want their taxpayer dollars going to abortion, to see their taxpayer dollars going to an organization that does indeed provide these abortions. That's still a cause for concern.
Yeah. Well, abortion is legal, Chelsea, whether, you know, Wisconsin Right to Life likes it or not. So, I mean, what about that?
But this is about more than legality. It's about, you know, the conscience of the individual taxpayer, knowing our taxpayer dollars we want to help support women's health care. But we do not want to support an abortion industry where unborn children are being dismembered every single day. And that's what it really comes down to. I know I don't want my taxpayer dollars going to that. I know many other people around this state don't want their taxpayer dollars supporting an organization that does that, because it's a conscience issue ultimately.
All right. Nicole, how do you refute that?
Well, I mentioned earlier, you know, about Planned Parenthood's abortion services and how important they are to the mission of the organization. But I think it's also a critical point for folks to know that 97% of what Planned Parenthood does is preventative health care. It's cervical and breast cancer screenings, it's STD testing and treatment, it's birth control counseling and options, it's prenatal referrals, it's referrals for mammograms, it's HIV tests. It's that whole package of reproductive health care that people desperately need in this state. And, you know, that is where most of our focus is on, except for when our political opponents are constantly wanting to debate abortion. And I think the public is getting a little tired of these constant accusations, of these constant claims. Again, you don't have to agree with abortion. It's tough. It's a tough issue. But I think we can agree that it is legal, as you mentioned, and it really should be up to a woman to make decisions about her family for herself.
Let's go to Sandy in Algoma next. Hello, Sandy.
Hi, Joy. This debate's been going on for a long, long time. I think that this Right to Life group is basically an arm of the religious right who has pretty much hijacked the Republican Party into carrying out their agenda to try to eliminate women's right to not only choose, but to be able to control their own fertility. You're right, we are tired of this. You know, women do have the right to control their own fertility, and we're tired of these groups telling us what we can and cannot do with our own bodies, and inserting themselves in our doctor's offices where they don't belong.
All right, Chelsea?
You know, I think the Right to Life movement is tired of trying to argue the humanity of the unborn child, but we're not going to stop. I know I was born after 1973, and I know that when my mother was pregnant with me at any time up to the moment of birth, she could have aborted me, but she didn't. And I know I'm one of the lucky survivors to survive the legality of abortion since 1973. And there are many other people my generation who know that as well, that we are survivors, but there are many others who did not. And so we're going to continue to speak out on life, continue to give resources to women in crisis pregnancies, continue to speak out for the unborn and support mothers in the communities so that, you know, we understand that an unborn child has the right to life. Women deserve to be supported, and we'll continue to do our work as we do.
Yeah. The Congress is expected to move on Planned Parenthood funding when it returns from recess in September. Nicole, how do you think this is going to play out?
Well, we saw the U.S. Senate stop the vote to defund Planned Parenthood before they left, and it was, I think, a bipartisan vote. I think the reality of Planned Parenthood and what this organization does across the country is that it provides so much good for women who need access to services. It prevents unintended pregnancy, and it prevents we detect cancer early for many patients. The good that we do for the public health is valued. It's valued in a bipartisan way. We have Republican and Democratic supporters. We have, you know, people know and trust Planned Parenthood, and it takes a lot of maneuvers and deceiving and constant harassment to make people question Planned Parenthood. And I think that we've seen these attacks fail, and I think we'll continue to see that because the public understands what Planned Parenthood really does.
Yep. So, Chelsea, do you think Congress is going to get this done?
Well, I think what we've seen, especially with the recent Senate vote, is that it's getting harder and harder for the traditional supporters of Planned Parenthood to continue to stand behind the organization. In fact, there were a couple of Democrats who actually voted for the defunding of Planned Parenthood. And it's, you know, we've been seeing this backtread, even with Hillary Clinton, who's been, you know, a long time standing behind Planned Parenthood. She heard about the Center for Medical Progress videos, and she said that they were pretty disturbing. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this defunding push continues, because it's getting harder and harder for the traditional supporters to substantiate their position defending Planned Parenthood.
At the state level, State Representative Andre Jacques is circulating three bills that target Planned Parenthood. Two of them deal with funding. One deals with the cost of how it acquires and bills drugs through Medicaid. The other would allow the Department of Health Services to determine how to distribute federal Title 10 grants. Currently, Planned Parenthood gets those funds. Chelsea, what do you make of Andre Jacques' proposals?
Well, I know Wisconsin Right to Life has been dialoguing with many legislators about this initiative, but we firmly stand behind the fact that the state does have power to redirect many of the federal funds that Planned Parenthood receives. And so we look forward to continue to dialogue about that, because there is a lot that can be done to redirect these funds to other organizations that can provide women health care without selling abortion.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole?
You know, I really wish that Representative Jacques and Wisconsin Right to Life would work with Planned Parenthood, who is providing this health care, that instead of constantly trying to take away these much-needed funds. And they don't have a plan for where the money goes. They don't have providers saying, yes, I'm going to step in and take care of these patients. We saw it happen when they took the state funding away. We've seen it happen when they have redirected Well Woman funds away from Planned Parenthood and away from other community-based providers. They don't have a plan. This is all about politics.
Yeah, Jody on Facebook says, I oppose defunding the birth control services alone at Planned Parenthood prevent thousands of abortions. So a quick response to that, Chelsea.
Well, you know, this raises an interesting question. What if Planned Parenthood didn't provide abortions? You know, how much would that change? And, you know, what if we had more organizations that simply provided the same services without abortion? And that's what we really want to focus our energy on, because it's very unfortunate that women who are seeking, you know, regular health care, that if they walk into a Planned Parenthood facility, especially when they're pregnant, 19 times out of 10, they will be sold abortion in some way. And this is why we continue to work on looking at where our taxpayer dollars go for an organization like this, because this is a consistent concern that we've had.
And we have less than a minute, Nicole, for a quick response.
You know, at Planned Parenthood, we take our role as a women's healthcare provider incredibly seriously. It's our mission to make sure that every patient who walks through our door gets the full range of information that's medically appropriate for them, that they feel cared for, that they feel like they're in a safe, non-judgmental space. And we're going to continue to do that as these political texts keep coming from Wisconsin Right to Life and the politicians they support.
We will get both of our guests to give us their closing arguments on today's big question after we check news from Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio. We are talking with Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and Chelsea Shields, who is Legislative and PAC Director for Wisconsin Right to Life. Today's big question is, do you support or oppose defunding Planned Parenthood? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We will get our guests' closing arguments, and then at the end of the hour, we will give you an opportunity to sound off. And that means that you will get 30 seconds to answer today's big question and tell us why. So let's check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is The Big Question on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. You will see online our big question poll. Republicans at the state and federal levels are pushing to stop taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. The effort comes after several undercover videos purportedly showed organization officials discussing the sale of body parts from aborted fetuses. However, Planned Parenthood claims the videos were edited and that the conversations were about legal reimbursement costs. Do you support or oppose efforts to defund Planned Parenthood? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And you can vote in this poll, which is linked to our Facebook page and at wpr.org/joy. We have two guests with us taking different sides of the big question. Nicole Safar, Government Relations Director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and Chelsea Shields, Legislative and PAC Director for Wisconsin Right to Life. Before we get to your closing arguments, I did want you both to comment briefly, if you can, to the another bill that is in the state legislature, State Representative Andre Jacques' bill that would ban the sale, the donation, and the use of body parts and tissue from aborted fetuses, had a public hearing yesterday. Nicole, what would be the effects of this idea?
Well, this particular bill would not have an impact on Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin because, as I mentioned earlier, we do not offer any tissue donation services at our affiliate, and we absolutely do not sell any tissue because that is in violation of several other laws. So it doesn't impact us. What it does impact is the research community in this state. And at the hearing that I watched the hearing yesterday, and you know, the University of Wisconsin and the Medical College of Wisconsin and the biotech industry, they talked about the impact that this bill would have on not only life-saving research but also on our economy in the state. So I think while it doesn't impact us, it is a very bad public policy.
Yep. Chelsea, your response to the bill and what Nicole just said.
Well, one thing that was talked about at the hearing yesterday is that this bill is not affecting, you know, any current cell lines that are being used for research right now. It's preventing any, you know, new ones from being brought up. And more importantly, it's preventing the sale of fetal tissue from ever happening in Wisconsin. While we may not, you know, have Planned Parenthood right now doing this, there's always the possibility that Planned Parenthood could pick up this sort of practice with organ harvesting. And we want to prevent that from ever happening in this state. So that was the real purpose, and the focus of the bill was really making sure that we can prevent anything that we saw in those videos from happening here in the state of Wisconsin.
So let's get to your closing arguments on whether or not Planned Parenthood should be defunded. Chelsea, you started the hour, so Nicole, let's go to you first. Why shouldn't Planned Parenthood be defunded?
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin is incredibly proud of the work we've been doing in communities across the state for 80 years. We're an accredited healthcare provider. We are absolutely focused on making sure that our patients receive high-quality, safe, non-judgmental, and affordable care. And we, without Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin, there would be many, many women who would go without access to life-saving cancer screens, referrals for other treatment, birth control, STD testing, a whole host of services. People would not be able to get them if Planned Parenthood were not here. And I just want listeners to know that despite these ongoing political attacks that are being made against us, Planned Parenthood is committed to providing this care in Wisconsin. 1 in 5 women have walked through our doors and been a patient of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, and we want to be there in the community. We want to be partners with the healthcare providers that are there. We want to continue our role as being a safe, non-judgmental place for anyone who needs it to come through our doors and get health care.
Thank you. Chelsea Shields, your closing arguments.
Ultimately, women deserve the health care that they need without being sold abortion. 19 out of every 20 women who come into Planned Parenthood are sold abortion in some way. And ultimately, we cannot have our taxpayer dollars fund an organization that allows not only the selling of abortions, but also the dismemberment of unborn children within their facilities, as we saw in those videos. We need to protect unborn children from such a gruesome fate of being torn apart limb from limb, and we need to support women in our community without forcing abortion upon them.
Thank you both very much for being with us. Chelsea Shields, legislative and PAC director for Wisconsin Right to Life, and Nicole Safar, government relations director at Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Okay, well, you heard from both sides during today's big question, and now it's time for you to sound off. And what this means is you get 30 seconds to answer today's big question and give us a reason why. Do you support or oppose the defunding of Planned Parenthood? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our first caller for Sound Off is Erin in Burlington. Hi, Erin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to say that I wholeheartedly support Planned Parenthood and the services they provide. It seems that Wisconsin Right for Life and the other side really don't have a plan for how they would continue those services if they were to defund Planned Parenthood, and seemingly that they don't care about the women, thousands of women who are receiving those services each and every day. So I support Planned Parenthood.
Thank you, Erin. We'll go to Ron in Eau Claire next. Hello, Ron.
Hey, thank my call. Actually, I think we should increase the funding for Planned Parenthood, whether it's through state or federal. Maybe if we get better education materials out there, better birth control out there, we can actually drop the number of elected abortions. I understand abortion is a tough issue, and obviously it's an election year, because remember, Scott Walker on day one says he's going to defund Obamacare. That's the end of Obamacare. Aren't women getting some of the help through Obamacare? So now, how is that going to work for you? And it's a men's and women's issue.
Thank you very much, Ron. 30 seconds, so we'll put you in the do not defund column. Jean in Eau Claire is next. Hi, Jean.
Hi, I'm against the bill. Upon listening to the repetitive stories of the women who are continuously attacking Planned Parenthood, I can only conclude that these women need to address their personal psychological issues, infertility, abandonment.
Even on Sound Off, I don't know if we should be personally attacking anybody. We are asking you, do you support or oppose defunding Planned Parenthood? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Katie in Amherst Junction. Hi, Katie.
Hello. I am against the defunding. Chelsea mentioned she didn't want her tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. Hers can go to the war. Mine will go to Planned Parenthood.
All right. Thank you very much, Katie. We have Jason on Facebook who is for defunding. He writes, defunding Planned Parenthood is not ruining women's health care. There are community clinics that provide all the same resources except killing babies for low or no cost. So there's one for in support of defunding. Nicole is with us next. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I'm in support of supporting Planned Parenthood through funding. I've been engaged with Planned Parenthood since I was 15 as a way to get birth control as a young person who wasn't supported by her family. When I did get full-time work and very good benefits, I tried going to a normal OBGYN and never felt like I got the same support or care that I did by the people at Planned Parenthood. And because of that, even as somebody with insurance, I still go to Planned Parenthood using my insurance dollars and reimbursing them.
Thank you, Nicole. Mary in Brookfield is with us next.
Good morning, Joy. I'm just calling to say that I fully support Planned Parenthood. And what galls me just personally is the very people who are against, you know, the difficult situation of abortion, the very people who are against that are against any social programs that would help raise these children. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have Russ on Facebook who says, it is laughable that Planned Parenthood keeps insisting the videos are heavily edited in order to portray something other than reality. The Center for Medical Progress has been posting full, unedited versions of each of the edited videos so that people can verify they have not twisted Planned Parenthood's words. So he is in support of defunding. All right, let's go to Mary in Columbus now. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Joy. Unlike Chelsea, I'm old enough to remember what it was like in Wisconsin before there was access to birth control and to abortion. And I certainly don't want to turn back the clock and go back to those days. And in fact, what I have decided to do because of this this proposal is to increase my funding to Planned Parenthood, and I really encourage everybody who's listening today to do the same thing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Marilyn in Oak Creek. Hi, Marilyn.
Oh, hello. I just wanted to say I support Planned Parenthood. I'm one of the 1 in 5 women that have used it while I was going to college, and it's just a great service, and I'm so grateful it was there for me. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Steve in Milwaukee, you're next. Hi, Steve.
Hi. I'm for the defunding of Planned Parenthood for a couple of different reasons. One, there are other avenues, as another gentleman mentioned on Facebook, to provide health services for women. And I'm all for taking the funding that's going to Planned Parenthood and, you know, putting that into the different channels of new clinics or different ways of providing that health care.
Thank you very much, Steve. All right, well, that'll do it for Sound Off. On air, anyway, we heard from 9 of you who oppose defunding Planned Parenthood. You do not want the funds to be stripped away from Planned Parenthood. 4 of you on air said you did want Planned Parenthood to be defunded. You can continue voting online. Our online poll is located at WPR.org/joy, or it's linked to the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So far with the online poll, 100% of you are against defunding. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.